Learning Science Through Culture, and New South Wales police are searching for a missing woman. Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. In a remote town in Western Australia's Goldfields region, a new app is being used to teach kids Indigenous stories, language and science all at the same time. The bilingual app is called Mamu Gigi Story and has been launched in the only school in Leonora. The app uses the telling of a traditional Dreamtime story in both Nahlia and English to connect kids to ancient ways through STEM education. Speaking to the ABC was one of the project's collaborators, Kato Muir, who was one of the last remaining speakers of the Nahlia language.
What I hope is that people will be inspired. Don't be afraid of technology. Use the technology for your own purposes, but also this technology can be used to bridge gaps between communities, between languages, so that we all enjoy and be enriched by the common human experience.
New South Wales police have called on the public for information as they search for a woman who appears to have given birth on a suburban Sydney riverbank. Emergency services were called to Earlwood yesterday afternoon after an umbilical cord and placenta were found by a man walking his dog. A forensic examination confirmed it's human. Here's Detective Chief Superintendent Christine McDonald.
Last night, I appealed for anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Anyone that might have been in the area of Lang Road, Wardell Road, Tennant Parade and Ewan Park in the Earlwood and Hurlston Park areas that may have noticed a distressed woman or a pregnant woman and had any information that they could assist police with this investigation to come forward. That appeal continues. If anyone has any information, it would be greatly appreciated at this time.
Members of the Stolen Generations are using a new program to discuss issues that continue to affect thousands of people. The Conchilla Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation's Walking Together program is giving survivors a chance to tell their stories. Hundreds of boys were sent to the Conchilla Aboriginal Boys Training Home in New South Wales between 1924 and 1970. Survivor Uncle Richard Campbell says the program will help everyone that has any link to the home.
The experience wasn't any good, you know, especially when you get punished, you know, physically, mentally and sexually. And it's a thing that hangs onto us, and that trauma still hangs onto our kids. You know, they still suffer. A lot of our kids are still suffering from it.
Here's one for the hip-hop fans. A secretly recorded album by hip-hop greats, the Wu-Tang Clan, dubbed The World's Rarest, has been loaned to a Tasmanian museum. Only one copy of the 128-minute double album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, exists on two CDs, which were pressed in 2014 after 6 years of clandestine recordings. The 31-track work, which is enclosed in a hand-carved nickel-silver box, was stored in a vault in Morocco before being auctioned. Tasmania's Museum of Old and New Art announced the album would be on display from June 15 to June 24 as part of its name-dropping exhibit. We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mob, it's Naomi Moran, proud Bundjalung woman and CEO of The Koori Mail, our 100% Aboriginal owned and operated newspaper. Since 1991, we've been a respected source of news and information for our people. Whether it's an important community event or a focus on issues that matter, we've got you covered. So subscribe today by visiting koorimail.com. The Koori Mail is proudly the voice of Indigenous Australia.
Program sponsor.
To sport, and mediation between a group of First Nations AFL players and their former coaches has broken down, causing the Australian Human Rights Commission to terminate their complaint. The former Hawthorn players, including Cyril Rioli, accused the club and former coaches Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan of mistreatment. An AFL investigation was wound up last year with no adverse findings or charges against any person. Months later, the players said they would bring a complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission. However, that has also now been terminated after parties could not come to an agreement. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
It's the Mary G Show, every Wednesday night.
Hello to all the countrymen right around Australia. Hope everybody is fine and tuned in to me, Mary G.
And Saturday.
You can't lose a black fella in the snow, no matter how much they try and hide, you know?
The Mary G Show on the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah. Oh, you'll have a good sleep.
Fast Channel 601.
What are ya?
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
and need to find someone you can trust, call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
You know, the flu can be passed around as easily as a footy can. But unlike a footy, when the flu's passed around, it can make some of us mob very sick and be really dangerous for everyone in our communities. That's why it's good for all us mob to get protected with a free flu vaccination. Talk to your health worker about getting vaccinated today or visit health.gov.au/flu. And let's give flu the boot. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. Yana with all the daily mob. We celebrate Reconciliation Week happening as of Monday 27 of May and goes right through the 3rd of June. Catching up with all the different mob and catching up with a yarn here I got today is with Uncle Leslie Franks, who was a school student with Kintila Boys Home. And I was just reading his letter here that he received back in 2018 from Sarah Mitchell, MLC, on the 17th of August 2018. The Premier of New South Wales and the Prime Minister of Australia have apologised to Aboriginal people for the intentional removal of Aboriginal children from their parents, families and communities and culture. The laws and policies were which enable government representatives to remove children are recognised as causing Aboriginal people profound, ongoing and intergenerational trauma. I now apologise to you on behalf of New South Wales for your removal from your mother, Jean Miller, by the Aborigines Welfare Board, AWB, when you were 9 years, 9 months old, that is, not 9 years, 9 months old. The state was responsible for your removal at Albion Street Metropolitan Children's Court and subsequent placement at Bombardieri Children's Home and Kintila Boys Home, and I apologise for this. I acknowledge as a result of being removed, you were denied the opportunity to develop a relationship with your mother and siblings. There is great hurt in the fact that you were not able to experience the maternal love and care that your siblings and nephew received. I also acknowledge the abuse that you were subjected to and witnessed at Bombardieri Children's Home and Kintila Boys Home, including only being given shoes to wear on special occasions and being denied your Aboriginal culture and heritage. It is unfair that you were not given education and training opportunities and were sent by the AWB to work at such a young age. It is clear that your removal had a significant impact on you and your family. To your credit, despite the trauma, you have gone on to build a loving family of your own and can express the love you feel for your grandchildren and kisses and cuddles. You have also overcome training and educational setbacks to become a woodworker and can work through your memories and emotions through this art. Thank you for sharing your history. I hope this apology and recognition of the hurt that your removal could assist you in some way, although we understand that the memory of your experiences will remain with you always. Yours sincerely, Sarah Mitchell, MLC. Very good morning to Uncle Leslie Franks, and we have his lovely wife, Annie May, here as well. Good morning, Annie May. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Good, darling. And Uncle Les, a good morning to you.
Good morning.
My brother, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, here we are celebrating reconciliation. A lot of wrongs that need to be right. The past is the past. We cannot change the past. But here you are today, a survivor in more ways than one in regarding being a child that was removed from your family, from your mother.
And
12 months. At 12 months she's old. Yeah, 12 months. Only 1 year old. That's right. So, Uncle, Conchella Boys Home, that's where you virtually grew up and where you got educated. Is that right? Tell us the story there, Uncle.
No, well, I went to Bomaderry, which is 3 hours' drive south of Sydney.
Mm.
There's a river separates. So you get the geography right.
Mm.
That side of the river's Nowra.
Nowra, yep.
This side of the river's Bomaderry.
Bomaderry, okay. The river separates right. The two.
That's where they sent me. You know, I spent from 12 months to about 7.
Yeah.
And they sent me up, all the way up north of Sydney this time.
Mm.
Up to a place called Kinchela Boys Home, which is on the Maclay River at Kempsey.
Yes. Okay, Uncle, would you know your mob and who your mob and where you stem from? No. So that shows the stolen generation. When you're taken off country, you could lose your identity and your culture, heritage, and your mob, your tribal mob. So you don't know who that is.
Now, when you mentioned tribal mob, that was a foreign word.
Foreign word. And that's sad for an Aboriginal person to say that. But, yeah, that's what it is. So you were at Conchella Boys, is that right? From what age, Uncle? Well, 12, 1 I went, to 7 years old?
I left Bomaderry at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into Conchella at 7.
Yep.
And I left there at 15 and a half.
At 15, so about 6-odd years there. Yeah, sure. And tell us about it. It was only all Aboriginal boys at that school? Yep. Well, they wouldn't have any white boys there, would they?
No, if they were, we'd call them gubbars and tell them to get over
it. Behave yourself now.
That's the word we, New South Wales, gubbar.
Gubbar, yeah, New South Wales, white fella.
Cut it for short. Oh, he's a gub.
He's a gub for white fella. Mm. Yeah, thank you. So, Uncle, being at Conchella Boys Home, how was the treatment? Did they look after you?
No, oh, they bettered us.
Yeah, they bettered you. Okay, that's good to hear. Yep, yep. Yeah. But that still doesn't take away the fact that you were removed from your mother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, well, I think you asked me what was the routine living there.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Uncle. Yes.
Right. We get up every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, summer and winter. And we're back in bed, that's the small boys. They go to bed at 7. And the big boys go to bed at 8.
At 8, yep.
Right.
They're long days, aren't they?
They're long days, but then they wake up, what they call the attendant.
Mm.
Each channel, right, I get up.
Mm.
So you get up, wake us up, and then we knew the routine, so we stand out beside our bed.
Yep.
At the end of our bed.
Mm.
He'd look us up and down to make sure we're all there.
Yep.
That's in the big boys.
That's the big boys, yeah.
And, righto, you know the routine. Go down and clean your teeth and wash your face.
Mm.
You know. So we go down there and do that. Then they come back and stand over our bed then. He says, righto, you know your job now, right? Because everything was on a roster. Every month, you change the roster. You had kitchen hands. You had people who milked the cows.
Mm.
And you had the bloke who looked after the chooks. And you get well, the little kids used to just pick up papers, but there's no papers to pick up.
Mm.
But
emu parade, they used to call it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wash the bathroom out. When I say the wash the bathroom out, there might be...
So you all had chores to do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And was there education a part of that?
Right, the school was in the home itself.
Okay, school was in the home itself, yes. Yeah, but anyhow, in Chella Boys' home.
Yeah, but you sort of jumping ahead, but anyhow, we'd have our breakfast. And for some reason, it's a breakfast. We had a bit of a lip on our bowl. And we used to put the grubs out of it, you know, because it's always second. Second, especially after the floods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you put that there, you have your breakfast, and then when you have your breakfast, back to the dormitory. You stand at your bed again. Right. First sheet. You put the first sheet down.
On the bed?
Yeah. Second sheet. Put it out. First blanket. Second blanket. Right up. And that was the procedure up to about before we went to school.
Yeah, gotcha, yep.
Right, I get ready now for school. So, this was an army. Army line.
Army drill, exercises every day. Yeah.
But this is what they call, they used to instill in us, this is what you call discipline.
Discipline, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we didn't know what discipline was.
No.
I thought it was something you drop down the toilet sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Not that we had Surrey, we had drums.
Yeah, drums, of course, yeah.
Yeah, because Surrey wasn't on. And then once we all dressed, not dressed, finished what they do, we'd go out and line up again.
Yeah.
And they had a system, red, white and blue. And then, because we had a stump there, a pipe, which is blue, red and white, whatever it is, we had to line up there, and he'd look at us. He says, right out, off to school, first house, the blue house. So we'd march. It's only from here to that street away.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
And when we get into school...
All in the same building, virtually?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
From the dormitory to the school, which is three halls over.
Yeah. And then... but everything was like that. And then we'd play around under 9 o'clock. If it's quarter to nine, we'd just mingle, you know? We'd just mingle. And then when 9 o'clock come, it's school time, so... We line up again.
Yep.
Right. Right out of this, because we come under the education department.
Yep.
Because I had a funny story about that, because they used to argue the TOS education department didn't get on with the Aboriginal Welfare Board.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But I might relate that later.
Mm.
And... anyway, we go into school. Mm. Right there. That was good in the summer, but in the winter,
yeah,
we never had shoes.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's religious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, don't talk to me about religion, you know?
Yep.
said, because we'd be trying to study, you know, put two and two together, but our feet
were... Your feet were frozen, yeah, that's right, exactly.
Yeah. And I says, they'd never... And we're in shorts.
Yeah. You had jumpers?
We had jumpers in the winter.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. But
still wear shorts and no shoes.
Yeah.
No but, socks.
But we had a first aid room. And most of them, we got what they call chill blades.
Yeah.
That's where...
On your feet, chill blades.
Yeah.
Mm.
And if you don't know what chill blades is, just for that.
Mm.
It's that... His, the blood doesn't circulate.
Yeah.
It's like a sore. It's like. But anyhow, it was suffering with chill blades.
Mm.
Summertime, we'd suffer with stone bruises.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then, yeah.
So you had no protection for your feet?
Yeah. because we didn't have shoes.
Mm.
And that's why I really don't like, I think the religious people should have come in and, you know, made a complaint. But then, exactly. No one made a complaint. But anyway, you get stone bruises in the summertime, you know. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, they got stone bruises. I don't know if it's anything to do with the diet, but for some reason, you always get a, between the cheeks of your bum, you always get a boil.
Mm.
And you get blokes walking around like this.
Mm. Yeah, holding their backside.
Huh?
Holding their backside.
Yeah, yeah, because...
Big boil there.
Yeah, boil.
Yeah.
We used to suffer from that. But, you know, but what I'm describing to you, that was normal when you're growing there.
Yeah.
But when you leave, you look back and it says, that was back and wrong.
Mm. Yeah, all good, Uncle. That was harsh punishment.
That was wrong.
That was wrong. Of course it was, yes, Uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are today, 2024. KBH, as we know it, Kinchella Boys Home, started back in 1924. So we're talking about 100 years. And you still this year is 100 years. You still have affiliation because you're a woodworker and you're making woodwork. You make artifacts, woodwork, you make frames for Kinchella Boys Home.
Is
that a contract? Do they pay you to do that, or is it a hobby thing, or is it a passion thing?
No, it's something though. My daughter, Leslie.
Okay.
She says, Dad, you can make something, you know, for this...
100 years.
Because I did...
For those who just tuned in, Trinity Trivia, Murray from Recovery. He's talking to Uncle Les Franks, who was a student of Kinchella Boys Home. He was removed from his family, and we're just talking about the 100 years it's been operating, and we're talking about the work that he does as a woodworker and having that conversation. Right. Sorry, so this is the sort of work that you do, Uncle, woodworking?
No, that's the play in the house, because on some of them drawings,
yep,
there's a lot of guesswork. And I always pride myself because I know exactly where the situation is when you turn the corner.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
It wasn't guesswork.
No, sure.
I feel like, I just left the place yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. It's all strong in your memory.
Yeah. But see, that's the school there.
Yeah.
And that's where I said we only had the parade up there. But see this grey part?
Mm.
That's the footpath.
Yes.
And they're very particular that you don't walk on the lawn.
Okay.
And
so the lawns were lush?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to mow them this way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. But if you cross that lawn, like taking a shortcut.
Yes.
You always had to keep on that footpath.
Stay on the footpath.
And then.
Strict rules.
Yeah, well, and they'd tell us.
That's what you call discipline. I'm looking at your poster here, KBH, Take Control of Our Future. This poster was built back in 1970, and the big question there is the three letters, WHY, and the word why. And looking at three examples here, why was I taken from my family to be stripped of my culture, my identity, to be told I wasn't black? I was just darker than the rest. Why? Tell me why. The next one, number two, I was placed in a government home through no fault of my own, even though with all the other kids, I still felt so alone. The touch of my mother's love, I never knew. Why? Why did they tell me, oh, such lies, to say I had no family, that I was my only child? The touch of my mother's love, I never knew. Why? Maybe you can tell me why. So that post was written back in 1970. Here we are, 2024, which signifies 100 years that the Kinchella Boys Home has been operating. And it's still operating today. Is that right, Uncle? No.
They closed it down in that was after my, I think 69.
69, they closed it down.
Yeah.
And have they reopened it, have they?
Uh-huh.
Have they reopened it?
No, well, it's... There's a mission station, what's it called, Burnt Bridge, just out of Kempsey.
Yep.
They took it over.
Okay.
And they must have got funding. They turned it into a drying out centre.
Mm.
but then they wouldn't, if I can say it, you can delete all of that.
Yeah, sure.
And the way I see it, it was haphazard the way they run it.
Yeah.
The grass is nearly
10 foot tall. 10 foot tall.
Yeah. Running up to the gutters of the bloody buildings.
Yeah. The letter I read earlier when I opened up our conversation here from the Minister, Cyril Mitchell, MLC, back in 17 August 2018, wrote to say that your life growing up as a student with Conchilla Boys, you went on to live a good life with your own kids and own grandkids and living a good life and a strong foundation for your children. They're sort of acknowledging that you survived Conchilla Boys Home growing up, is what they're saying. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Well, as I says, how would I put it? When I survive, you've got to put up with a lot of prejudice.
Yeah, sure, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, even in the home, I can see how, like, I couldn't understand. Oh, no, we'll put it this way. As I got older, I couldn't understand what that's the burnt bridge you took over.
Yep, that's the burnt bridge, okay, yep. Yeah.
But when I was living in the home, in the flood times, we used to go up to burnt bridge because it's out of the range of the flood. Because the home is on a floodplain. I used to be able to, when I first went to Kinchula, I used to be able to play underneath the steps.
Yep.
Used to be able to be.
Yep.
By the time I left,
you grew up.
A flood. In that 8 years,
yes,
we had 3 decent floods.
Yeah.
And the salt just
built up. Yes, yeah. Of course.
But there's heaps of work and when we had to get out because we had horses. I loved horses.
Loved horses. Yep. Yeah. Did they have horses at the school?
No, the school's built in the home property.
Yes.
Because we had a dairy farm. We run the dairy farm.
Okay, that's what Conchilla Boys did. Yeah. They worked on the dairy farm.
Yeah, we all had chores.
Yeah. And there were chores. You didn't get paid for those jobs.
No, there was child labour.
Child labour, yep.
That's what I tell them, you know.
Yeah, child labour, yep.
Same time, you can do it. It kept us all sane.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, keep you active. Yep. Kept you all sane. Yep, true. See, and you would have learnt a lot.
Yeah, we grew our own vegetables.
Yeah.
We grew our own vegetables. We grew corn and lucerne for the cattle and the chooks.
Yep.
But it kept a bit... I'm not complaining about child labour.
No. That's what you call it, but it kept you active in life, what have you. Yeah, and picked up skills as well? Picked up skills?
Oh, if you can... As I was telling my wife, I says, they sent me down there. I'm playing with tits up in...
Yeah, on the cows. Doing the milking.
In the boys' home. They sent me right down to the Victorian border.
Yeah.
And I'm still playing with fucking tits.
Uncle, when you look at the schooling there, you're talking about education, you're talking about discipline. Were there games? Were there sports?
Yeah, only amongst the boys.
Only amongst the boys?
Because as I told you previously, there was 3 houses.
Yes.
So, red, white and blue.
Red, white and blue.
So what we had to do was take half from the other house.
Okay.
To make up a football team.
Yeah, gotcha. And what football are we talking, rugby league or AFL?
Rugby league.
Rugby league, of course, the greatest game of all.
it's all right. But what we used to do, play, was out in the cow paddock.
Yeah.
And I remember I tackled a bloke, Harry Penrith.
Mm.
Or Burnham, they call him.
Yep, Burnham.
Oh, I learned later.
Yeah.
Burnham. And I tackled him, but Harry was a good sportsman.
Yeah.
He could play cricket, he could play...
Football, anything.
Football.
All-rounder.
He's just a gifted sportsman. Right?
Sure, yeah.
But he was, you know, when you get the rough and ready in mobs.
Mm.
He was always a goody-goody.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic. Uncle, with are you still in touch with your fellow students?
What do you mean, fellow students?
The boys you went to school with. Are you still in touch with them? Are you still like you have an association or?
No, we go down for the AGM every year.
Oh, okay, so you're part of the board of directors.
Yeah, but I get sick.
Members,
huh?
You're a member.
He's an elder.
No, an elder. Yep.
They want me to be, but I said, look, I live 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, go here in Cairns, far north Queensland. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Nowhere near Kempsey.
I said, I'd like to do it.
Yeah.
But I can't because I'm not coming down for a meeting. For the meeting, and then sometimes you might come down 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I said, I'm not a lover of hanging around with me fucking bagging, getting through the airport.
You're not into that, especially when you're talking about cold country. You don't want to be going to Kempsey when it's freezing cold, when the winter's on. Yep.
And I said,
you say here, warm with your beautiful wife.
Yeah, it doesn't suit me. But
yeah, but they offered that to you.
Huh?
They offered that to you to go on the board.
No, it was both. They all voted me in.
Don't vote me in. You decline.
I'm coming down here fucking 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay, Uncle, gotcha.
I live in Cairns. I don't live in fucking Sydney.
Yeah, gotcha. Uncle, so with your so you're still in touch with the boys then?
Oh,
the affiliation, which is great.
Friendship for life. When we come down there, we're like bees to the power plant.
Yeah, beautiful.
We have a yarn. There's a new word. I know it's on our schedule. You know what's going to happen over the next 3 days.
Yes.
And they call it downtime or real. Real gubba way.
Gubba way, white fella way. Downtime.
Downtime. I didn't know what downtime was. But there's too much downtime as far as I'm concerned.
Uncle, you're living your life and living a good life and married beautiful Auntie May here. How long have you guys been married?
60 years.
60 years, Auntie. Congratulations. That's true love right there. So 60 years, 5 beautiful children and Gavin, Leslie, Denise, and Raymond, Chris. And I went to school with Denise and Raymond. So, yep, know those beautiful children of yours. You got grandchildren. So, yeah, look, you lived a fulfilling life, Uncle.
Yeah.
Yep, with your kids and grandkids.
Let's put it on, I made it.
Yeah, you made it. Thank you, you did. And you're still with us today. Here we are in celebrating Reconciliation Week in 2024. You're still with us today. So you're a woodworker. What other work have you've done over your years?
I do artwork.
You do artwork, so you're an artist as well?
Like a mirror there. And But it's not...
You're good with your hands then, Uncle.
Yeah. I was going to make a funny comment, but it wouldn't...
The comment, they're all good.
No.
Very creative.
But even that simple...
And dices.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
That's what it's called modular furniture.
Modular furniture. And you do that.
The shelf comes off.
Yeah.
And all them dices come out individually.
Come out individually.
So you don't have to carry everything.
Yeah, that's right. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
I love
same,
that.
Same as that.
Yeah.
I remember my granddaughter, when we come out, he says, Granddad, how are you going to get that big thing over there?
One piece at a time. That's
modular furniture.
Modular furniture.
And I felt real proud of myself.
Yeah.
Using the word modular furniture.
Yeah, break your jaw trying to pronounce
Murray,
it.
We're a Murray use modular.
Modular, you Murray, yeah, educated Murray. Uncle, look, very good talking with you. Thank you very much for sharing. A big shout out to Conchilla Boys Home. Created a nice foundation for you in regard to your education of your life. The fact still remains you were taken away from your mother, and that's how all the boys were put in that school, stolen generation, and you are part of the stolen generation, Uncle. So I know you carry that with a heavy heart, but success is the best revenge, and you're living your life, Uncle.
Yeah, but when I left the home,
yes,
I'd like to elaborate.
Yeah, please do.
Because, when we're in the home,
mm.
You talk about reconciliation.
Mm, reconciliation.
And the word they used to always bed in. when you leave here, you've got to assimilate. And when you're in the home, the word was simulate.
Assimilate.
Yeah, but how can you assimilate when you need a bloody permit to go in the pub?
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The racial discrimination was strong back in the day, and you lived through that.
It still is.
And still is. There you go, 2024. Still is.
I got knocked back. It was three weeks ago. I was dressed like this.
Yeah, and fine looking dress attire, yes.
And a woman behind, one was serving that Migloo fella, and I'm waiting for them to get served.
Mm.
But this other one come around, and she said, this is in the Hides.
Mm.
And she says, no, I'm sorry, I can't serve you. I said, what do you mean you can't serve me? This is the first time you've ever seen me and the first time you've ever seen you. I said, what's the problem?
Yep.
And I don't like using the word...
racist?
The black card.
The black card? Because a black man, I'm a black person?
Yeah, I try to avoid there.
And yeah, sure.
And then she says to me, this is in my heart, this is 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
She says, you just wait, when the boss comes in, she used the word boss, not the publican.
Yep.
When he comes in, you see him.
Mm.
And I said, what, I'm going to wait around here?
To see him?
To see him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm the only reason I come here, because it's next to the bus stop, and I can sit down and wait for the bus.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And she wouldn't serve me, but this white fellow says, what's he knock you back for? But I still kept that black card out because a lot of people just use it loosely.
And you don't want to use it, yep. Yeah. You don't want to use, but this is a black thing, yep.
I was going to, and I said to him, I says, look, we're both humans here.
Yeah.
Right? And I says, you're a white man, I'm a dark man.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yep.
And I says, you work it out.
Yeah, thank you. Says, you put it that way.
Yeah. And I says, this thing shouldn't happen then.
3 weeks ago, 2024.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
But anyhow, it was getting me down. You know?
Sure, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, because I've got a lot of, is it A3 papers?
Hmm.
I was thinking of writing up. No Aboriginal will be served.
Yeah.
Sticking them on the wall like
you want to put the signs up there to let them know. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, delivering the message.
Yeah, but this is what I was thinking, you know, because I'm looking at a bloody 84.
84, yeah.
3 weeks time.
Yeah. 85 next month.
Oh, how can you put up with the old people?
Yeah, true.
Anyhow, I was thinking, will I do that or go back in there if they do it? I'll threaten them. I says, I'll get the stools and I'll start throwing them right over the bar.
Yeah.
And I says, you can call the police and I'll sit down there and fucking wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a few of these.
Yeah, sure.
I'm thinking,
yeah,
I'll do that. Because I'm still shit at all.
Right? Yeah, of course you are. You would be.
Yeah. And then if the coppers come, I'll be sitting down there waiting for them.
Yeah.
And if they take me to court, I'm prepared to pay the fine.
Yep.
I won't pay for the damage.
Stand up for your right.
Yeah. I won't pay for the damages, all right, but I'll get publicity.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Know?
It's not going to be going to the discrimination board.
Yeah.
This is the way I was
thinking. But you lived through discrimination.
Of course I did.
And what you're saying now, 85 years old, next month, here you are in Cairns. We are 2024. We're talking about Reconciliation Week. And here you are, racism still upon you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to...
You know, it is what it is, is it?
I just shit it all.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. And a right to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Because,
well, I'm going to say to her once when she said it, what have I done, you know?
Mm.
I don't call that black card. I said, what do you think? I've got a dozen black fellas behind me.
Thank you.
Coming in. I said, what yous are
doing? But plus you had money.
Now what, yeah.
You had money.
Yeah. What yous are doing, they don't mind a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because too many blacks in a hotel turn the whites off.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Mm. Yep, exactly. Turn around other passengers, other customers, and white ones at that.
Yeah, well, even that pub where the red The pub or together?
Red Bray?
No, near
the hospital.
No. Raintree's Tavern.
Oh, Raintree's Tavern, yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah.
That's shutting down.
Yeah.
Shutting down on the 16th of this month, next month.
So you still witness racism then, Uncle? At the age of 85 to be, you still witness racism?
Well, this happened 3 weeks ago.
There you go. That's what I'm alluding to.
I'm still sitting there, but if I had someone who can... Well, I know Blake, he went to throw chairs and fucking everything, you know. He says, I won't be treated like this.
Yep, there's ways of tackling it, but the fact still remains.
That's growing up the idea, you know.
Yeah.
But then I haven't been back since, but it's not because... I don't want to go back.
No.
I just feel my freedom's been taken away.
Yep,
I can't walk in there. I can't walk in there like another human being, you know.
Well, it's very sad to hear that, as a young black man, to hear you talk like that, and here we are 2024, and racism is still upon us, and we need to stamp it out. Uncle, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you, and you're celebrating, 100 years, Conchilla Boys Home. You're still in touch with some of the boys you went to school with. I thank you for your yarn, and all the best to you. We'll keep in touch. And Aunty May, thank you, and Uncle, we'll talk soon, eh? Thank you very much.
Can I just add a little bit there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bring me in the home. It's Monday. We had sausage.
Yep.
Mashed potato, punk.
Yes.
Tuesday. We knew what day it was. We had mince and rice.
So you know the recipe. You know the routine.
Changed from the day.
There you go, Uncle. I'm hearing you.
Never day.
And here you're 85 years old, about to turn 85, you still remember it.
I remember everything.
Yeah, remember everything. Uncle, leave that thought with you. Thank you very much.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Welfare and the police came, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give, teach them how to really live, teach them how to live, they said. Humiliated them instead, taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice. You took the children away, the children away, breaking our mother's heart, tearing us all apart, took them away. One dark day on Framlingham, came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, frightened me. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took us from our family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's grace, said this is for the best, took us away. Oh,
to do and say. Taught us all the white man's way. Then they split us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, 'cause we were acting white, yet feeling black. One sweet day, all the children came back.
The children came back. The children came back. Back where their hearts grow strong, back where they all belong. The children came back. Said the children came back. The children came back. Back where they understand, back to their mother's land. The children came back. Back to their mother. Yes, I came
of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking the rocks on a chain gang. I'm breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a change. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. Got to be free. Lady being fooled with by another man. She was down and he was up. Had a gun in his hand. Bullets starting to fly everywhere. And people start to scream. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his life had been. But it was all free. Yeah, had more than I could take. they were racing. Freedom, he was chasing. Spirits dying, no use trying. Bet he made it out with a sheet around his neck.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
The city lights are driving me so crazy. As I walk the lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo a droning in the night, where robberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city light. Now that on Main Street, it makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine, I see my brothers, I see my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city lights. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo a droning in the night, where robberies are seen by the firelight, where the white man's ways won't bother me.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship group carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Station sponsor.
All right.